USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I'm not happy about it. Their car is not selling well.
President Trump reacting to news. General Motors announcing it's cutting more than 14,000 jobs due to slow sales in sedan models such as the Chevy Cruze. The president speaking with reporters on the White House lawn. GM says it plans on closing 5 plants by the end of 2019.
They'll put something else. I have no doubt that in a not-too-distant future, they'll put something else. They better put something else in.
In other news, a big bounce back on Wall Street as Cyber Monday shoppers look for bargains online and take advantage of deep discounts and free shipping, which sends retail stocks soaring. Amazon, for example, up 5.3%, the Dow gaining 354 points, the NASDAQ up 142, and the S&P 500 up 40 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally.
That's President Trump addressing the situation at the border, a chaotic scene as thousands of people arrive in Tijuana, Mexico. Members of the caravan met with tear gas when they rushed the border. Dozens arrested trying to cross the border illegally.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what. Obama had a separation policy. We all had the same policy. I tried to do it differently, but Obama had a separation policy, but people don't like to talk about that.
We ask for patience.
To Hoover, Alabama, where the mayor, Frank Brocato, speaking out about a Thanksgiving shooting at the Galleria Mall as police mistakenly kill the wrong suspect.
There is a tremendous interest in seeing video from body cameras and other sources. All video evidence was immediately transferred to outside agencies that were investigating this.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Well, it's a story that's literally out of this world. After 6 months, NASA's InSight spacecraft lands on the red planet Mars. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
NASA has landed the spacecraft InSight on Mars with a heavy load of work ahead, according to project scientist Don Lincoln.
One is to test the wobble of Mars's rotation to find out something about the core of the Mars. Another one will be to deploy a very sensitive seismograph to look for Mars quakes and when meteors hit Mars to find out more about its interior. And finally, and perhaps the most exciting, is to drill down 16 feet underground to actually take the temperature of the planet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
An online dictionary announcing its choice for Word of the Year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Dictionary.com's Word of the Year has just been announced, and it is misinformation. And it comes a few weeks after the Oxford Dictionaries chose toxic as its Word of the Year. A linguist in residence at Dictionary.com said in a recent interview that the site's choice of misinformation over disinformation as Word of the Year was deliberate, intended to serve as a call to action to be vigilant in the battle against fake news. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.